You see, in terms of rights, especially when it's about children, the law court plays a fundamental role, and our social welfare system also plays a fundamental role. So we cannot ignore them in terms of what we want to do and to set a precedent for others to follow. So sometimes some of these children must sacrifice for others to also have that precedent. So that in the future, we will not have all these things. You know, remember what happened in the Tyrone case.
Yes.
How the court was able to adjudicate on it.
Yes.
And again, if it's about delay, there are instances where we can even go to court to put the injunction on that decision for that the parents are taking to allow the child to go to school. And then allow the processes to also start. So, for me, it's not even about how slow the court will be in respect to defending the right of a child, but it's about making it so absolute for the parent to know that the fact that you have given birth to a child in Ghana do not mean that you have absolute responsibility for the child. Our legal framework even suggests that even that fundamental right that you have as a parent is given to you by the state. So if the state has outlined certain rights that the child must enjoy, a parent do not have any right whatsoever to deny it, especially when people have even decided that they want to provide, they want to support. You know, so clearly, we should not just center the whole thing on the parent as to whether they have the right to take that decision or not, or they can even use religion as excuse to deny the child access to education and health, right to education and health, is so fundamental that not even the state can deny the child the right to education. How much more a parent on the basis of religion? You know, so we should not just treat it as a religion or a parent has absolute right to decide whether my child must go to school or not. This is clearly a criminal case. The person must be arrested, dealt with, and if our system is working properly, by now the child should be with a fit person, or the assemblies must take out the responsibility of the child. Elsewhere, the parent will not even see the child for so many years, you know, because the state is interested in the child and nothing else. So please, let's look at it in a way that we can save the life of this child, and then make sure that the system also responds to the need of the child, not necessarily what the parents will do. Because obviously, as I've said, if you go into it properly, some of these things, decisions are being influenced, not necessarily on the basis of religion, but probably because they are not in a position to provide care. And what they believe in is fueling it. So let's do proper investigation. And where we can support, let's give a lifeline to this little boy.